Cape Talk, fabulous life.
Now, we're taking an earlier than usual style and design day this month because next week we're going to be tasting champagne in studio ahead of that Verve Clicquot Masters polo. More on that a little bit later. It means I get to say 1 week earlier than usual. We're delighted to welcome back to the studio our style correspondent, Bianca Reznikov. And may I add a thank you, Bianca, for standing in while I was on breakfast show duties last week.
It was a great pleasure.
Glad to have you back so soon. Okay.
Nice to see you again.
We're going to be focusing mainly on design in Durba today. But before we get to that, you've got a few snippets of really interesting design and style news for us.
Sure. Our time's limited, so let me jump straight into it. The Garden Synagogue's rabbi's wife, who we've actually had on this segment before, has started her own range of modest clothes for anyone who chooses to cover up a bit without compromising on style. So this is really exciting. She also writes a blog called The Rabbi's Wife, where she shares her modest style tips. And the website to go shopping on is www.sarahfeldman. That's SARAHFELDMAN.co.za. And she also has pop-up stores, and she's doing one in Johannesburg on the 7th of March. So you can go onto her website, check it out. The clothes are great. I mean, even if you're not into modest dressing, they're just really stylishly done too.
You know, we had such a wonderful conversation last year with Aisha Kamali of Acclivity on this issue, or the theme of modest dressing. And I was amazed that day by the huge response we got from audience. It's clearly something that there is a market for and a great desire to find with style, not just frumpy modest dressing.
Exactly. I mean, you know, you go into stores, sometimes you love a dress, but the sleeves are too short, you need to wear to the elbow. So here's an opportunity to have a nice design with something that's more appropriate for your taste choice.
So well done to the rabbi's wife. SarahFeldman.co.za is the website to visit. You've also got some style for the home you want to tip us off about.
Yeah, this is something that I actually did myself. I bought a secondhand desk for my daughter, off Facebook actually, on one of those secondhand sites.
Yep.
And the top was totally ruined. So I found these awesome vinyl tiles designed by wallpaper designer Robin Sprong. He is doing a range of DIY vinyl tiles at Builder's Warehouse. They're in awesome colors. You can get them in black marble, or you can get them in Moroccan geometric shapes, all awesome, amazing, stylish colors. And you can put them over any type of tile or hard surface. And they beautiful and easy to clean. You can put them on a splashback in your kitchen, and it's a great way to update your space without spending too much money.
Fantastic tip. Robin Sprong, you said, was the name of the designer.
That's
and you found
right.
them at Builder's Warehouse.
Yes, and you can also get them off his website on Robin Sprong, which is RobinSprong.com.
Thanks for the tips, Bianca. And let's, without further ado, start talking about design in Durba. I can't believe it's design in Durba time already. It's that time of year when we're all about focusing on the best creativity in the country and, in fact, in the world, bringing together creative minds, showcasing their work and inspiring other people.
Exactly. The design in Durba is about to kick off in about a week to go. And it is a time for inspiration, taking a moment to stop. A lot of people take 3 days out of their work schedule to come to be inspired by at this conference by visitors from all over the world. And it's really the only conference quite like it anywhere else in the world. And with us, we have Kelly Page Hall, who is the marketing director of Design in Durba. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, welcome. Lovely to meet you. Hi, guys.
Who's come in to tell us a little bit about what's going on. So tell us, Kelly. Let's start with the conference. Tell us, who are the star speakers this year at the conference?
Right. Well, this year, I think, first of all, you cannot miss Olafur Olesyan, who's going to be there this year. He's an artist. He is a world-renowned artist. And his
what kind of artist?
So his art often focuses on sort of the natural environment and ways to grow and improve. And recently, he's made quite a fascinating shift into solar energy and solar power. So he's going to be talking about a project of his called Little Sun. And we've got some exciting things happening there, but you're going to have to stay tuned.
Now, the thing about the conference is only a few people can go. It's very expensive. It's over 7,000 rand a ticket. It's sold out. How can the public engage with design? You know, there's no more expo. So how can the public engage with the Design in Durba Festival this year?
Absolutely. Well, I think, as you've mentioned, you know, the actual conference tickets are expensive, and that's really due to the sheer volume of what we have to put on, flying the speakers out. And so what we've done is we first of all have the simulcast, which tickets are incredibly limited at the moment for the Cape Town simulcast. I think we're there on the last 10 tickets, so I would hurry if you still want to have access to that. And then we've also added an additional element to this year, which is our nightscape, Design in Durba nightscape. So we've invited a guest creative director, Sally Rabi Khan, who is an ex-global grad of ours. and she also spoke at Design and Darbar a few years ago. She's come on, she's a fashion designer, but she also creates experiences. And she's come on to really build, we're starting the build this Saturday, a wonderland in the Artscape Theatre mm-hmm. Centre. So we're taking over the whole piazza. It'll be undercover. We're having food, exhibitions, talks, music. It's just going to be a fully immersive, design-driven experience for the public for only 80 rand. If you buy tickets online, so I would advise getting there now. Otherwise, it's 100 rand the door.
Tell us a little bit about what the public could expect if they do come to Nightscape. Will there be the same as we used to, the most beautiful objects in South Africa, the emerging creatives? Tell us a little bit. Can you buy stuff? What can you do? What can you do at Nightscape?
Everybody wants to buy things. It's definitely going to be part of it. So we're going to have our pop-up shop. The Emerging Creatives exhibition will be selling their products. The most beautiful object in South Africa.
I was just going to ask if that was happening again this year.
That's going to be there as well. So the top 10 most beautiful objects, and they are incredible this year. I advise you go and vote. The voting closes on the 3rd of March. Then we've got, as I said, the pop-up shop. We've got a book lounge. We've got books. It's in New York. They've very kindly brought over an incredible poster photography exhibition for us that we're going to be showcasing at Design and Darbar. So it's really just a way of being able to say to the public, here is design, here is something incredible, this is global, this is beautiful, and as I said, fully immersive and fully international.
And does it only happen at night or is it all day?
Only at night from 5:30 p.m. Right. And that's when our first bands will start. We've got an incredible lineup this year of bands. So from there,
every night of the Indaba?
Every night. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Right. And simultaneously, we'll be running the film fest.
Okay. Tell us one of the must-see movies that we have to go and see. Or tell also, they're all premieres, is that correct?
All African premieres, absolutely. One thing that I am very excited about is Roald Dahl's Revolting Rhymes.
I can't wait. That's Triggerfish's project, right?
Absolutely right. So we're really excited about that one. That is in association with the Cape Town International Animation Festival.
And it is age-restricted, I think we need to mention
it
that.
Is. Well, the whole Nightscape, it's a good point. The whole of Nightscape is an over-18 event. Because we do have an incredible Shivas Inda bar and lovely drinks, champagne bars. But this film, I think, is going to be fantastic. Really excited about it. African premiere. It showed on the BBC over Christmas. And I think it's going to be a great thing to see this year.
Another highlight that I always look forward to is the Lidl Court trend forecasting seminar.
Absolutely.
Can you tell us just a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, Lidl Court, as we know, she's just a world-renowned forecaster. If you're interested in trends, if you're interested in future fashion, if you're interested in design trends, then you absolutely have to catch her talk this year. We're already sold out in Joburg. Cape Town, slightly slower on the uptake, but the tickets are flying.
And I'm delighted to say we have two tickets to give away to two of our listeners today.
We do. We've had to grab them out of the hands of everyone else.
So if you're listening and you know who we're talking about, it's very simple. Call me right now on 021-446-0567 or leave us a voice note on WhatsApp 072-567-1567. I want you to tell me the name of that very famous Dutch trends forecaster whose speech we've been talking about. If you can tell me her name, we will give you tickets to go and attend her talk at Design in Darbar. So phone now 021-446-0567 or leave a WhatsApp voice note 072-567-1567. Can I just sneak back to the most beautiful object.
Yes.
Last year it was, if I'm not mistaken, a beautiful scarf or wrap. Was that last year or the year
before?
Yes, Leduma's
scarf.
That's right. So, what sort of items are on the list this year?
This year we have, I mean, I'm going to say, please go to the website and vote. So I don't want to give too much away, but we do have some incredible things. We've got a Rockpool coffee table that was nominated by Roger Ballen. We've got a beautiful rucksack that is made entirely out of lightweight wood.
Oh, wow.
I know. We have one dress that I don't want to give too much away. You need to see it and the way it moves as she walks down the runway. It is mind-blowing. The objects are just beautiful, and I really encourage coming out to see the exhibition, because
so there'll be an exhibit at Nightscapes that you can visit to view the objects.
Yes, exactly right.
Okay. Also, one exciting element that I've read about on your website is that you're providing some kind of platform for an IKEA collaboration.
Yes.
Can you just elaborate a bit about that?
So IKEA, we're very excited to say we managed to have some very interesting conversations with them and get rolling on a project that we are Design & Darbo and IKEA are doing collaboratively. Basically, we have set up IKEA with a selection of incredible designers from our books. The designers are from everywhere, from South Africa, Kenya, Senegal, Egypt, Angola, from all across Africa. And they are creating a range based on urban modern rituals, which I think is a very interesting contrast between what, you know, Europe sees as African design and how we are able to show just how incredibly innovative we are and how forward-thinking we are and how we can apply what is African design, and not necessarily in the traditional sense that people perceive it to be, but in the way that it really truly is, in that innovative, forward-thinking sense, and apply that to modern furniture.
Sounds very interesting.
Before we do anything else, let's say hello to Michelle, who's on the line from Belleville, and I think Michelle is going to tell us the name of the trends forecaster we were talking about. Michelle, what's her name?
Hi there. Her name is Lee Edelquirt, or Lee de Veer Edelquirt.
It sounds like you know her very well, Michelle. Are you a follower of her work?
Yes, I have seen her a few times and have spoken to her personally. She's one of my inspirations. My muse, I don't know. She's amazing.
Well, I'm so delighted then to have somebody like you to give these tickets away to, Michelle. You're going to take somebody else along with you. You've won a double ticket to go to the Lee Edelquirt Trend Seminar on the 4th of March. We hope it is inspiring and amazing for you to have another chance to hear her speak.
Thank you so, so very much. I'm speechless. Thank you.
Okay, great. We don't like to make people speechless in talk radio, but that's for the best of reasons. Michelle, please hold the line so that my producer can take your details and we'll connect you with those tickets. So that's fantastic. The 4th of March, the Lee Edelquirt Trend Seminar. Michelle going with our compliments.
Yeah. Every year she launches a book, Lee, and on the theme that she's usually explored through the year. And this year she's going to be talking about new materialism in home and interiors. And it's called the Bloom Faith issue, which will be interesting.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing what she has to say about that.
And then if you're not going to the Indaba, another festival that is on in Citrusdal is Spirit Fest, which is a yoga family festival, which is happening. Tickets start at 650 Rand per person. It's a five-day festival, and that's also something exciting to look into. And children are welcome. And there's stand-up paddling.
Oh, that's my favorite, yes.
It's on a river.
Okay, as long as you don't have to do stand-up yoga, because there is a trend I know growing overseas to do yoga on stand-up paddle boards on water, and that is without doubt beyond my capabilities, Bianca.
I think I can see you.
I just managed
it.
To balance on the board as it is. To try and do a downward dog and not fall off would be asking too much.
The nice thing about this festival also is there's comfortable camping. You don't have to lug a tent along unless you want to. They've got mattresses set up and there's no booze, so it is a clean, fun and very creative festival.
Fantastic. Can we just remind everybody where to buy their tickets? You did say, Kelly Page, that if people want to come along to Nightscape at the Design Indaba, they can book online at a discounted rate. What website should they be booking on?
So for all information and to book tickets, go to designindaba.com/festival. And then you just click on through and you'll find all the links to the different exhibitions, Film Fest. You'll be able to book individual tickets and explore a little bit and see what you're going to look forward to at Nightscape.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for being with us today. And
absolute
Bianca,
pleasure.
Lovely to have you with us.
Thanks, Pippa. Nice
Thanks
to
for
see
accommodating
you.
The early shift. And the reason that Bianca was in on the second last Tuesday of the month instead of the last Tuesday of the month is that next week we've got a very special event happening live in studio. Verve Clicquot are going to be joining us in the studio for a champagne tasting. It's ahead, of course, of the Verve Clicquot Masters Polo, which is coming up not too far from now. And we'd love to have some of you join us for the Fabulous Life next weekend. So if champagne is your favorite thing to drink and you'd love to have some of the very best all the way from France, please, all you need to do is send us a WhatsApp now on 072-567-1567. We need your name, your ID number, and the word champagne. And reminder, of course, given that it is an alcohol-related event, only over 18s need apply. We will contact you to confirm your attendance once we've received all the entries on our WhatsApp line.